The grim search for bodies on the grounds of a crematory in North Georgia is nearly over. Authorities say they have combed most of the wooded property where hundreds of corpses were buried in pits or stacked in outbuildings. Next, searchers turn their attention to a nearby lake that's being drained. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Search teams are in their third week of digging for human remains on a site that some describe as worse than a horror movie. Officials believe they're near the end of this gruesome recovery effort.
We have about one more day of excavating the site itself, with the exception of the lake.
Walker County Emergency Management Director David Ashburn says there's only about 1 acre left to dig through.
At that point, we feel like that will end the site inspection for potential additional recoveries that may occur. We feel confident that we've pretty well turned every bit of the soil out there and have all the recoveries of the remains that are possible.
The search so far has turned up 339 bodies around the tri-state crematory. Forensic specialists say most of the remains appear to have been there for 5 years or less. 100 have been identified, and most of them returned to their families. Ashburn says the Federal Disaster Mortuary Team has begun to break down a makeshift morgue that was erected at the crematory.
They have examined all the remains that existed and at this time have no more work to do.
Monday, officials started the slow process of siphoning water out of a 2.5-acre lake that adjoins the crematory site. That after underwater cameras showed a skull and a torso in the lake. Ashburn says the water should be drained by the end of the week, allowing searchers to sift through the muddy bottom. Then they'll have to wait for it to dry out.
We will make all attempts to maneuver with ropes and boats out to that to remove those remains that are visible as soon as possible. Then we'll still have to wait for the drying or freezing of the grounds in order to bring in trackos and backhoes to do the excavating and digging, subsoiling to look for additional remains.
He estimates it will take about 2 weeks to search the lake and complete the recovery effort here. The operation has already cost more than $2.5 million, and officials say the state will spend close to $9.5 million before the investigation is over. The crematory's owner, 28-year-old Ray Brent Marsh, remains in jail without bond as the number of charges against him continues to rise. He now faces 174 felony counts of theft by deception, and more are likely, according to Walker County District Attorney Buzz Franklin.
We've said as the investigation continues and other identifications are made, there will continue to be charges, and that's the case.
Because of a gag order, prosecutors can't talk about possible motives or give any insight into why the bodies were never cremated. But this week, some new information did emerge that raises even more questions. At a court hearing, prosecutors said pictures of dead bodies were found on Marsha's home computer. And authorities revealed that a test of Tri-State's cremation equipment showed it needed some repairs, but was working. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Noble, Georgia.